Muhlenberg Department of Theater and Dance presents Mad Forest, a play from Romania by Carol Churchill. It's in the Baker Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance, and it's on stage this Thursday through Saturday, April 24th through the 26th. And it's directed by Beth Schachter. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. On the eve of the 1989 Romanian Revolution, and under the eternal watch of the secret police, two families, one poor, one wealthy, struggle to survive anarchy and confusion during the last gasp of the Ceausescu regime. But once the violence has ceased and the euphoria has lifted, will anything have changed? A play of romance and politics, bookended by weddings, Mad Forest blends together documentary theater and magical realism to explore the psychological landscapes of people trying to find freedom. Directing this production, Associate Professor of Theater at Muhlenberg College, Beth Schachter.
I worked on this play over 25 years ago. I was the dramaturg on the original New York production that Mark Wing Davey directed. And Mark Wing Davey was one of the original people who went to Romania with Carol Churchill to make the research for this play with his students at that point from the Central School. And so I had worked on this play with him, both the New York premiere and then a couple of other regional theater productions. And I've always been interested in it. It's a great play for students to do. It's both an array of characters in which everybody is important, and also because it's social political material that we don't always find so much of in American material, and that Churchill does so incredibly well. So I was drawn to it because I thought it would be a great fit for our students and because the issues are so present again at this point.
People don't usually think of the aftermath of a revolution. It's always the aim, whether they're revolutionaries or the old guard trying to hold on. It's like the revolution is the end result. No, revolution is usually just the door. What happens inside of that door? And is that what she was most concerned with?
Yes, she was very concerned with the Romanian society, which had been absolutely repressed, squelched, rendered into this mute, paranoid, post-communist state by Nicolae and Elena Ceausescu, who were these real dictators who governed for many years and who were impoverishing the nation, trying to pay off their foreign debt very, very quickly, and also to pay for this monstrous building they called the People's Palace. Churchill was interested in what happens when a highly repressed, paranoid society disintegrates like this, or has a revolution, or does it? And that's really one of the questions, which is, was there a true revolution? And then did it become something that other forces, more conservative, more stable, and perhaps preconditioning forces took over? Did the revolution get stolen, as it were? Was there a more vibrant leftist student revolution, which then got eaten up and destroyed by the conservatizing forces of the National Front?
Fascinating thing where you have a country where they're living in a complete vacuum, so that when there is that revolution, it's not like there was a huge leftist coalition underground that was ready to jump up. What happens when you have a vacuum? There are going to be forces that are going to find it.
Right. And the other thing which was quite distinct about Romania, which is what we think of as East Germany, is that it had a system of informants. It had tens of thousands of informants. It had a group called the Securitate, which were based on the Russian secret police. These were these forces who spied on people, arrested people, made people disappear, tapped people's phones, interrupted people's mail, were hostile to intellectual and artists, and followed all sorts of different figures, political figures, artistic figures around, and made it virtually impossible for there to be, as you said, a leftist force gathering in the country. So you had this terrible feeling of an entire country which is spying on itself. One of the things that was so terrible about it is it took the country at least 10 years to even begin to deal with this issue after the revolution. Churchill was very interested in not only the political dimension of that, but the personal dimension of, if you have spent your life learning never to speak the truth and never to share openly, what happens when the day comes when all of a sudden you can say what's on your mind? First of all, you don't know how to, and second of all, you're not accustomed to anybody else doing it. So how do you negotiate truthful and intimate relationships after you've had no practice in honest relationships?
This is told through the tale of two families, one well off, one not so well off.
One family, the father is an architect who works on the People's Palace, so they are fairly well-to-do and well-positioned politically, and the mother is a teacher and the son is an art student. The other family, although they are quite successful, they are working class. The father is an electrician, the mother is a bus driver, the children, one daughter is a teacher, the other is a nurse, and the other, the young man, the son, is an engineer. And we watch what happens to both these families in the last period of time before the revolution, which is where the play begins, and and we see the stresses on the different families in their different ways, and then we see what happens when everything cracks open and the revolution occurs.
What do you think her attraction was to this work?
She's always been fascinated by this combination, this layering of personal freedoms and political freedoms, and how they intersect, and how if you don't practice one, you can't have the other.
Professor of Theater at Muhlenberg College and directing this production, Beth Schachter, Mad Forest by Carol Churchill, is on stage in the Baker Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus this Thursday, April 24th through Saturday the 26th. For more information, the box office number is 484-664-3333. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.